Hey guys, property search, think Gladfish. I'm Brett Leawood and this is Property Rant. So, how do we know that a tenant's going to pay the rent? Okay, and this is actually probably for beginner investors, because once you've had a few properties and you've had them for a period of time and you've got everything settled down, you realize that actually it's very rare that things do go wrong. And when they do, if you've got a good agent, you address them, it's not an issue. So how do we know they're going to pay the rent? The reality is we don't. We don't control them. We don't control their lives. We don't control their circumstances. The best we can do is provide a property that has good solid fundamentals, shops, schools, transport, major employers, major investments, you know, that's attractive to the tenant, that's well upkept, that any problems are sorted out. And if we actually sort that out and we deal with that stuff, okay, then we're more likely to put ourselves in the best position possible. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to lose their job, they're not going to get pregnant, fall in love, break up, you know, like all the normal life things that happen that can cause financial strain. Okay, so yes, we can do tenant referencing and we can do all that sort of stuff, but at the end of the day, you cannot control another person. Okay, and you know, you can do the best you possibly can by getting an, and this is, you know, the real key is getting a really good managing agent, because the reality is, in my experience, you know, of over 20 years, is when something's going wrong, you know, it's often not just an isolated incident. If they don't pay their rent on time, you know, once you might let them get away with, second time, you know what, you better be ready to move them out, because the reality is very rarely do they come back and they pay up and do all that sort of stuff. What you'll tend to find is lots of excuses and things like that. And you can say, well, hold on, but mine's a, you know, an expensive property in a great area and all that sort of stuff. Things still go wrong for people that live in those houses. You know, we have just as many things go for expensive properties as we do for cheap properties. Sure, cheap properties, you know, you can get into the housing association and things like that, and they present their own issues. But if we're talking about, you know, vanilla lettings deals, if you like, which are normal mum and dads, you know, families, that sort of stuff, you know, stuff happens. You can only put yourself in the best position. You cannot control the other person. The important bit is when something does happen, like they pay the rent late or they, you know, short pay it or whatever it is, that you have a managing agent that gets on top of it, gets on top of it quickly and really manages that well. And that is often the determination between, you know, having a real pain in the ass, excuse the French, or and, you know, just having a seamless, effortless thing where, yes, you may have to eject them, but you've got everything in sorted, you've got everything in order, and it just happens and it's in process. And yeah, you may have to try and collect some money off them and you may lose some money. That does happen, okay? So you can't control them, you know, but you've got to get over that. And the reality is we're talking less than 3%, okay, of the entire lettings, and we've got over 1,250 properties, you know, that have problems, and that's any sort of problems from, you know, late payments through to actually delinquents, through to, you know, major, you know, damage and things like that. You know, it's less than 3% of the time, you know, of the properties, and obviously some properties in more lower areas, yeah, that's when you have a lot more, you know, you have a lot more problems in those areas when you're dealing with a really low tenants. That's not right. The low rental figures and low property prices, because oftentimes the spec of the property isn't as good and things like that, okay? So it's not that the people are worse, it's oftentimes that the properties aren't up to the same spec, you know, but also it can be that the people down there struggle with money a lot more and they're living on a more, you know, less of a margin. Okay guys, have a great day, live with passion.